Running, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
You're listening to Live 95.
AIDT is seeking qualified applicants for Grade 1 and Grade 2 maintenance technicians at Polaris Industries facility in Huntsville. These positions require a high school diploma or GED equivalent and legal authorization to work in the United States. You must be at least 18 years of age and be able to lift 40 pounds. Applicants must successfully complete an AIDT pre-employment training program to be considered for employment at Polaris Industries. Starting pay rate is $20.97 for Grade 1 and $15.93 for Grade 2 with pay increases after 3 and 9 months of employment. Duties and responsibilities include installations, alterations, modifications, and maintenance of facility systems and production equipment. Experience with electronics, hydraulics, pneumatics, and mechanical systems is required. If you're interested in a new career at Polaris Industries, apply online at applytopolaris.com. That's applytopolaris.com. Apply today. AIDT and Polaris are equal opportunity employers.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's independent radio following Path Changers. Appreciate everything that Sandy's saying. Hey, look, I try to listen and lose weight, everything that she says. It doesn't work all the time, Bobby, but...
No, it doesn't.
So, look, we have several guests on, of course, usually as usual. Bobby Hill, Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church. We also have Jeremy Hogan going to drop in from Saving Forgotten Warriors, Steve James with Kenya Relief, and solo artist Gary Evans is going to be with us. First, let me start off and tell you about a fundraiser that we have with a new organization in Coleman, Flourish of Coleman Fundraiser. We're going to have one over at Goat Island Brewery, February the 17th from 6 to 9. Flourish of Coleman is a nonprofit organization assist developmentally disabled adults to become more independent through life and job coaching, securing competitive employment and social integration into our Coleman community. We're going to have an Italian dinner by Gary Evans. It's from 6 to 7:30. It costs $20. We're going to have some great penne pasta with homemade Alfredo sauce, chicken, sun-dried tomatoes, Caesar salad, garlic bread, tiramisu. Man, Bobby, I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Mm-mm. Hey, look, we're going to have some bingo. It's $5 a game. Big D loves bingo, but I don't play it enough. And we have prizes ranging from gift cards to gift baskets. We're also going to have a silent auction from 6 to 8:30. Auction items range from a 3-month family membership to the Aquatic Center here in Coleman to vacation package to Gatlinburg. Winners will be announced at 8:45. There's also plunder jewelry, lip scents, Tupperware. They will donate 20% of the sales to Flourish. For more information, now get this, contact Susan Evans at 256-962-8049. That's 256-962-8049. 8049 Flourish of Coleman fundraiser at Goat Island Brewery, February the 17th from 6 to 9.
Yes, I'll be there. This is a great organization. I support them and participate and help them out. So
great organization.
It is, absolutely.
Just happy to speak about them. So, Bobby, if you want to go ahead and let's get started and say our prayer to our Heavenly Father.
Yes. Yes, Father God, we are so thankful to you. Father, as we think about you and how good you are and how great the gospel is and all that you've demonstrated through Jesus Christ, we just want to show gratitude. That we're thankful that you've loved us and you've called us to yourself and that you give us an identity and give us a purpose in this world. And we're thankful for that, that we have passions and zeal in our hearts and our lives to do things that show forth who you are and demonstrate your love. And so we know that this radio show is one of those things that support the community and build camaraderie among us and highlights those things that are beneficial among us. So we just ask that you continue to guide and direct and bless that. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. So we always hit a different topic every week, Bobby. And yes. Sometimes I have to admit to all the listeners, sometimes we don't know until 10 minutes when we get here.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the surprise factor, I guess. Yes. But, you know, what you've talked about at New Life Church recently is what should or what could a true church look like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go from there.
Yeah. You know, we've been kind of talking about that on the show a little bit about the opportunity that we have, you know, in our society, in our nation of, you know, God being more recognized and more free to talk about him. And so, you know, this, for me, this has been a journey that I've been on for a while. You know, I think as we all think about church in our community, I think many times that some of us, you know, we realize that sometimes we're not getting everything just right. Sometimes we dream about what church could be, what church should be. And so, you know, for me, this has just been a journey that I've been on, just pursuing the truth about what the church is. You know, when we think of the church, most of the time, at our best efforts, we're thinking of some type of organization or some inanimate object. And even though I think most of us would say, well, we know that the church is not the building, that the church is the people, and we say these things, but I think we have yet to really grasp the reality of what the church is. And so we're just on this journey of discovering the truth about the church, the revelation that Jesus would give us about that. And so, you know, the church is not a human institution. It's not a human organization. It is a spiritual entity that is alive and active. The body of Christ is truly a real entity. And, you know, I think many times, you know, things in the world look so bad. And as we evaluate the church, even though we don't mean to be negative, we see the church somehow as not quite living up to par. And we think many times that the world is getting so bad that the church is ineffective. But, you know, Jesus promises that hell will not stop the church. And so just in this pursuit of thinking about what does a true church look like, what could a true church look like, it's not so much an evaluation of being negative or critical, but it's what's possible. What is possible? And I just know for New Life Church, you know, we have a vision that is really, it's incredible. It's seemingly impossible, but yet there's delight in thinking about what could the church look like. And really, I think it's a group of people who are being led by the Holy Spirit. And as simple as we can say that, but it's people who have come to be fully reliant and dependent upon him and him alone. And I think in the church, we've learned to depend upon our own self-abilities, our own ingenuity, and the ways of the world seem to define the church many times. But we have to learn to be fully dependent only upon the Holy Spirit who lives within us and who guides us. And so there's strength from him that we get to live every day. And he gives us guidance and wisdom. And he reveals Jesus to us. He teaches us his ways. He unfolds the mighty gospel within us. And, you know, he applies the finished work of Jesus to our hearts, to our being. And I just think that a lot of times we're trying, key word,
right.
We're trying to live the Christian life out of our own efforts, out of our own minds, out of our own heads. And I don't think we will ever be effective doing that. I think we must. A true church looks like us being filled with and dependent upon the Holy Spirit and Him alone, that we're reliant upon Him in all things. And when we truly know and understand God, you know, we're suspended in satisfaction that He is a loving and a compassionate Father. We don't see Him as a judge or someone who's angry at us, but we see Him as someone who loves us and cares about us. And that fills us with this exhilarating joy that gives us enjoyment of God. I think we still have yet to discover what enjoying God really should look like. But that is part of what a true church does, is we enjoy God. He's not someone that we want to hide from or that we're afraid of, but He's someone that we run to in all situations and circumstances. And then again, you know, the things that we have, the provision that we have, so many times it feels like there's lack. We have lack. We don't have enough. But when we can come to a place where we have total contentment, that we truly know that our Father's provision is enough, whatever that is, that whatever we have is enough, and we can trust Him at all times that we do have what we need. And, you know, thinking about who Jesus is and all that He's done causes us to be constantly awed with this love that Jesus has had, that He laid down His life for us. I think sometimes we get so familiar with that, we lose some of that awe. The awe, just the awe that Jesus loves us with. And there's this constant, overwhelming, extravagant love of God that vanquishes all of our fears, our doubts, our anxieties. I mean, when we think about living in this world and the current circumstances, I mean, don't we all have fears and doubts, exactly. Uncertainties, anxieties that we live with? But just imagine, you know, what would a group of people look like that live without that?
Right.
You know, what a group of people that's so focused in on Jesus and upon God's love that we have no fears, we have no doubts or anxieties because we're dependent upon Him. So when we're talking about, you know, what could the true church look like, and what about this opportunity that we now have in our nation and in our society to show forth the true church? I think that has to be some of what happens, is that the church truly does lay aside whatever obstacles there are that keep us from being fully dependent upon God in all situations and circumstances. That we live out of a state of peace, a state of calm and rest that's really indescribably contagious. That this peace that we have, you know, it ought to just be projected everywhere we go, this peace that the church that has, that is Jesus Christ Himself, and that together that we're seeking and pursuing nothing less than all the benefits of God's eternal purpose that's realized only in Jesus Christ. Now, thinking about a true church, a place where all sin has been atoned for, a place where forgiveness is a joyous assumption, a place where hope and love abounds at all times, in a place where condemnation, guilt, and shame are disappearing from our midst. And you know, really, really, Daryl, you know, when I think about church and what it could be, I we've all heard so many horror stories of how people have had bad experiences,
right,
going to church. And while some of those are legitimate and some of them are not, I understand all of them are not, but it's sad that people who need God may go to a church and then not find God.
Right.
I mean, that's a sad thing. And so all of us have this inner drive to need to be loved and a place to belong. And I think above all that the church ought to be this place that gives such a sense of belonging that when a stranger steps into it, it feels nothing less than welcome home, my child.
Thank you so much for that, Bobby.
Yes.
That was incredible. Hey, don't forget Flourish of Coleman fundraiser, Goat Island Brewery, February the 17th. The Italian Dinner by Gary Evans. What a great thing. Great organization. Appreciate Bobby with his inspiring words and just love hearing it all the time. So, hey, look, we're going to go to break. And next we're going to have Jeremy Hogan come in saving forgotten warriors. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Today's Mortgage Minute is brought to you by Willow Bend Mortgage in Coleman. Let's check in with Brandon Snyder from Willow Bend now. So, Brandon, how's the real estate market?
Tommy, it is that time of the year. It's a great time to be looking for a new home. With interest rates still incredibly low, it's still one of the best times in history to buy a home.
So are rates still that low?
They are, Tommy. 30-year fixed rates are still in the high threes or low fours in most cases.
What about a down payment?
Tommy, we work with home buyers every single day that have little to no money saved for a down payment. We are experts with a USDA or Real Development Loans. They're 100% financing, and we can get people into homes with absolutely no money down. So if you're renting out there, give us a call, because many times we can help you buy a home for less than you're paying in rent.
So how does everyone get in touch with you?
They can reach us locally at 256-734-6012, or they can apply anytime by going to applywithbrandon.com.
That's easy. 734-6012. That's 734-6012. Willow Bend Mortgage. Mortgages made simple. NMLS number 1220361. Equal housing lender. You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated, but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
We are back right here on the Big D Radio Show with a little Rolling Stones. Hey, look, I love the Rolling Stones. I can't help it.
It's not bad.
They're probably one of my favorite bands.
106.9, those rock stations, those old stations like that, I love those. Man.
That's what I can just listen to it
pretty much all day long. All day long. That's what we grew up with.
Exactly.
I know my parents jammed out to it when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
But how you been?
I'm good.
I'm sorry I missed last 2 weeks.
Hey,
I've been dealing with some weather issues, under the weather issues.
But I know.
And we've been so busy.
So just to let everybody know, this is Jeremy Hogan, Saving Forgotten Warriors, a man that is busy 7 days a week, just like Big D. He's nonstop.
And, I mean, it's exhausting.
So why don't you tell us what's been going on over the last week or two?
In a short synopsis. We've been working on getting Kevin, one of our veterans, moved over to an assisted living style setup. You know, most of the time when we deal with veterans in those Korean War and older eras, these men and women have made lives in most of these homes that they're in. And sometimes with like with his scenario, his significant other passed away in 2013, and it really did a number on him.
Wow.
And it became too much for him to control. He's crippled anyways, so he's in a wheelchair and he can't do much. So we've been working on that for like the last month, getting him packed up. He's got a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And so we've been moving him. We've got, I mean, every day we're taking trips now to the VA with veterans. Let's see, we're dealing with, you know, same thing, groceries. I'm trying to get the food pantry thing situated. We've been doing some stuff with another organization called Wells Goble.
Okay.
It's been in kind of the works for the last few months. I haven't really wanted to mention it to anybody yet until we finally hashed everything out. So the end of last month, we were able to go in and actually negotiate everything out. So now we're partnering with this organization. They've been around since 1967, and
wow,
they've raised 177 ministries.
Wow.
They're out of Birmingham, and the gentleman that started it, his name is Wells Goble. It runs under the name of Grace Solutions International now. And they started a ministry last year for veterans about the same time I did. And it's more of a chaplaincy side.
Okay.
So more or less like counseling. We do the outreach program. Well, they heard about the ranch and we kind of started negotiating and talking. And so they're helping us build the program that we're going to be putting out there on the ranch. And, so we're now partnered with them.
Very nice.
And that is going to give us a pretty good bit of, I call it clout behind us. When we go and we work for trying to get those grants that everybody's, you know, all these nonprofits go for, having something like Wells Global behind us will allow us to apply for more, where we get more assistance and a little loud. So we'll be able to do more this year, I'm hoping. By the time we get everything finalized, I'm looking to see. You know, I think we reached 89 veterans last year in 2016. So we had well over 180 on the list. We're over 200 now. I want to see us triple that this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's. I don't know why I keep doing this to myself, but it's addicting to me. You know what I mean? You get to see these, like Kevin. We got him into his apartment. He stayed over the weekend there and got to meet some friends and everything. This man hasn't spent any time with anybody in years.
I know.
When I came in there Monday with groceries, he looked at me and said, Jeremy, he said, I don't know. He said, I wish you would have made me do this. I've been trying to get him to do this for 6 months.
Really?
Well, he finally took it and we finally got him over there and he is in hog heaven.
That is awesome.
Usually he was one of those that was calling us daily. And now we haven't heard from him really besides me calling him
right,
to make sure he's okay, you know. So we got him moved in, got him settled. And that was, if you're following us on Facebook, when I started putting out the pictures of us setting that apartment up, this is who I'm talking about.
Wow.
We went and all the donations we get, we went through the donations and we're able to furnish his new apartment pretty much from all the donations that everybody's given us. We bought him some food this year or this month to get him started. And then, the guy is in a hog heaven. I mean, he's just absolutely thrilled about what's going on.
That's incredible.
It's kind of funny to see. I wish people could have seen the reaction from before getting him moved to once he got moved over there and seen what was really going on and seen the people that were there. Not to mention that, but like it's cleaner. There's more space, you know, before he was fighting me, he didn't want to let go of that because he had been living there for over 20 years. So he didn't want to let go of that situation, but it was such a dire situation. I mean, he was on it was above garage apartment. Now he's crippled in a wheelchair.
Wow.
His washer and dryer's downstairs. Imagine that, trying to wash clothes.
Yeah, I just can't imagine
that. I mean, his knees are buckled in to where he cannot walk. I mean, they rub each other. So, I mean, when we got him moved over to this apartment, we were able to – somebody donated us a couple Rascal scooters. So we were able to get him a scooter. We got him a medical bed where it can help him assist him getting him in and out of bed. So we got him – we've really got this guy set up. So that's really been one of our main goals this last month. I talked to you about the large project we had for this coming up with one of the veterans. We're working on the funding. I think we got we're finalizing the application now through another foundation. And if they work that, then – We'll be able to start doing that in about another month, which I worked with a couple groups tonight and talked to them about that. So we're moving forward. I mean,
constantly busy, aren't you?
It's never ending. I'm telling you, my wife and I and a couple other veterans that we've assisted over the year are the main ones that do this daily. Okay?
Right.
My wife and I don't think we probably get 4 hours of sleep. We got a 9-month-old daughter too. So, and she's like Tasmanian devil. She never stops. She's just like me if you think about it.
Exactly.
Like, so we actually lost our babysitter. So we're carrying her everywhere we go. But we love what we're doing. It's a great thing. We really need the community to come together and still make sure that we can support these veterans. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, we got 8,000 veterans in this community.
Exactly.
And the more our word and what we're doing gets out, the more assistance we're going to need to meet these veterans' needs.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about how we can contact you. Let's talk about your Facebook page.
Okay.
Let's talk about the ranch and what we can do for you.
Right. Okay, so with the Facebook page, it's savingforgottenwarriors.org, if you want to put that in there. But if you just type in Saving Forgotten Warriors, it'll pull you up to Facebook. You can check out. That is the main media channel that I use right now.
Okay.
We have a website that we had built last year that is a basic website. It's just for people to go on and do the donations and stuff like that. I've actually got me another webmaster here just recently, and he's working on a new website.
Nice.
And it'll be out in about 2 weeks.
Good.
So this website looks amazing. So they can reach us there. Now, if they want to call us and see what they can do, they can always call the office, which is 256-747-5006. Or they can call our duty phone. It's 352-440-4076. If they dial that second number, it rings usually right to me. I usually carry it with me everywhere I go. That's how they can reach out to find out what we're doing. They can always message us on Messenger and see what they can do to get involved. We have a hard time facilitating getting volunteers when they want to call us the day of trying to help.
Right.
We can't do it. If you call us the day of, we don't have it planned out for you. But if you've got a group of people that want to come and help or whatever, I have umpteen different projects we can get people started on. So we need volunteers. We need financial support. Financial support right now is really important to us because this year's projects are way above and beyond what we thought we were going to do in our second year.
Right.
With this merger with Wells Goble and the ranch coming up, I want to break ground in September. I mean, excuse me, not September, but spring. Like the springtime, I want to start building these buildings. We'll be able to house 40 veterans by the end of the summer. I pray that the Lord willing will bless this and make this happen. I really feel he's going to. I got a call from my developer last weekend at our board meeting. He just kind of gave us a little cliffhanger, if you will. He said, "Hey, I got some good news on the land. I'll let you know in 2 weeks."
Wow.
So
leaving you hanging there.
Right. And he won't tell us. He will not tell us till he gets to come see us. He's that kind of guy. But so we've got that going on. I'm hoping it's supposed to be really, really good news.
We're
and
good.
If it is, then we're moving, man.
Awesome, man. Glad to have you on Big D Radio Show. Again, listeners, financial help. We'll take your skilled labor.
And we have merchandise that y'all can purchase.
Exactly.
And if you donate $25 or more, we send you a t-shirt.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show, and we will see you next week.
Thursday.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Big D. Enjoy Florida, by the way.
Hey, look, I am. I'm going to head to the beach.
I hope it rains, though.
Last time it did. Hey, you're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Coming up next, Steve James, Kenya Relief. We're going to talk to him for a few minutes, and then on to Gary Evans, solo artist and member of Round 2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP Coleman. You're listening to Live 95.
AIDT is seeking qualified applicants for Grade 1 and Grade 2 maintenance technicians at Polaris Industries facility in Huntsville. These positions require a high school diploma or GED equivalent and legal authorization to work in the United States. You must be at least 18 years of age and be able to lift 40 pounds. Applicants must successfully complete an AIDT pre-employment training program to be considered for employment at Polaris Industries. Starting pay rate is $20.97 for Grade 1 and $15.93 for Grade 2 with pay increase.
increases after 3 and 9 months of employment. Duties and responsibilities include installations, alterations, modifications, and maintenance of facility systems and production equipment. Experience with electronics, hydraulics, pneumatics, and mechanical systems is required. If you're interested in a new career at Polaris Industries, apply online at applytopolaris.com. That's applytopolaris.com. Apply today. AIDT and Polaris are equal opportunity employers.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
We're back with the Big D Radio Show. Our next guest, Steve James.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having some satisfaction right now.
So am I. Glad for you to be on the Big D Radio Show. So we're going to talk about your organization that you have, the Kenya Relief. From what I understand and what I've seen in some of your videos, unfortunately, your daughter passed away in 2001. And she had a love for Kenya. And I believe from that point that you took off from there. And you visited Kenya. And you're doing such incredible work. From what I see, you've started a school, an orphanage, and a clinic.
Right. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about those?
Yeah, well, of course that was done to in Brittany's memory. And it's something she always wanted to do. But it's turned into so much more. It's allowed me to honor her life with a legacy that she left and desired. But we've been, excuse me, it's been 15 years of steady growth and development. We've treated at least 100,000 patients with surgical procedures and different medical care. And now we started out with 10 kids, 10 orphans 10 years ago. Now we're 175 total orphans that we care for.
Wow.
And the school, Kenya Relief Academy, now has 570 children with 300 on the waiting list.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And so with your clinic that you have, and I believe Vision Center, mm-hmm. is this volunteers that volunteer their time to come over there and do that? Or tell me how that goes.
Yeah, everybody pays their way. We've had 3,500 people go since the first time I went by myself. And they're folks, you know, we started in Coleman, and Bobby went with us on one of our early trips. But we've had, you know, we have people from every state, even had a team from Portugal join us, surgeons.
Wow. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So is this something that they're doing daily over there as far as the medical clinic?
Well, we have 75 employees in Kenya and 3 American missionaries on the ground that are full-time, and they host 22 teams a year. So every 2 weeks we have a team visit, and they work with our clinic. Currently they see patients when the teams are not there, but we haven't had an inpatient facility. But we broke ground last week on our first 22-bed inpatient facility. So that's going to change.
Incredible. Yeah. So I think, and you told me that Bobby had went with you.
Yes.
Bobby, can you tell us exactly what you saw and how it was?
Well, yeah, I went, I guess it was 10 years ago, 2006, I believe, is when I went. And we were on one of those early trips. I think there was about 40 or 50 of us that were on that trip. And actually, that's when I met Cowboy for the first time. I was on that trip and got to know him. And so it was a significant trip for me on a lot of levels. But, you know, getting there and seeing the potential, you know, the vision that was in Steve's heart was so big. It really didn't seem possible or practical. Hearing Steve talk and seeing what was there didn't really go together at the time. But we saw the potential of what was needed. I mean, it was so much poverty and devastation and just lack on every level that we saw. And yet in that, I would say that in that lack and poverty, what we saw in that was there was some joy in those folks' heart that we can identify with, because they had Jesus for sure, in many ways. And so when we saw Steve bringing together these dynamics of his life and his vision, with the need and the willingness to participate on their part, it was phenomenal. One of the things I'll say that most impacted me, a statement that I heard, on that trip, Steve took us out to the Maasai's, out in the boonies, I guess what I would say. But they still live according to African traditions and such. And one of the things they said to Steve on that trip was, a lot of people come to Africa, but not many ever come back.
Right.
And Steve has been going back and back and back. And I think it's his consistency and his dedication to this vision and heart that God gave him that's brought a lot of that success.
And I think even the video that I've seen is that I really believe that it was heartfelt, you know, when you were saying that the Lord has just really put this in your life, and this is your lifelong dream. This is what you're going to do with your life.
Yeah.
And so, how often do you visit over there?
I've averaged 5 trips per year for the last 5 years.
Wow!
And I have of the 22 teams, I have some very awesome team leaders that take groups. I typically go with the new teams. If we have a new surgical team from New York or Chicago or somewhere, I'll go with that first team. But I have a lot of competent leaders that take other teams. For instance, we don't just do medical surgical teams either. Team 1 this year was a prep team. I had electricians from around the country join us, and so they're upgrading our facility, because most people think Kenya Relief is just about medical surgical missions, but you know, we do a lot of outreach to the community with water filtration projects, with pastors' conferences. Dusty, that works in my office, is leading a vacation Bible school this year. It's our 10th year to do that. So there's a lot of opportunities for people from various backgrounds to come and serve in Kenya.
Right. And just the amount of work that you've done, and from what Bobby said, it's just incredible the amount of work that you've done there. And so let's talk about the future of what you're doing. Maybe tell us what your future goals is from this point forward in Kenya.
Well, I think the sky's the limit. It's just the tip of the iceberg, really, what we've done so far. And, you know, I've heard it said that, you know, if you want to do great things in life, you should have great people around you. And God just continues on a daily basis to bring wonderfully talented people that are passionate about other human beings, people that can set aside their differences, you know, and focus on a common good. Like Kenya Relief's mission statement is to rekindle hope for a new generation of Kenyans through cooperation between communities, uniting for a common good. And that's the kind of people that we attract, people that that maybe have different religious backgrounds. You know, we're a faith-based organization, no doubt about that. But we welcome people from all backgrounds that want to use those gifts that God has given every human being, no matter what their background, to make this world a better place. And we introduce them to our way of life, you know, our faith.
Right.
In that way.
And that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things Steve's doing there, you know, as a part of the church, what we've been talking about earlier, Steve is a part of the church, and he and his people use their giftings to benefit those that's less fortunate. But in Kenya, they are using that to rally around the church there to bring them together. They've got a pastor's conference coming up this summer, I believe. Mm-hmm. You said, I think, 1,200 pastors
right.
is going to be there. And they have had very diverse denominations sitting around the table. So that's part of the church operating right there that we're talking about.
That's one of the most wonderful things about Kenya Relief is that what we're doing in the community to conquer poverty and those hardships and those things that separate people. We're trying to break down those walls and bring people together. And, you know, we've had some success in that in the past, but this conference that's coming up, you know, it's before their election, and the purpose is to for us to find out what we have in common, how we care about one another, and what we can do to make Kenya a peaceful place where people can live their dreams just like our children do here.
Exactly. So, and we have a lot of nonprofit organizations on the Big D Radio Show. So is there, or tell us the way that we or my listeners can help you with this organization?
Well, you know, we have 178 children. Anybody interested in sponsoring a child, and like Bobby sponsored a child in Kenya, something meaningful for your family to do. Kenya Relief offers sort of, I think, a very unique type of sponsorship in that most of these children, all of our children, are total orphans. So a lot of programs support children through a nutrition program or an after-school program, but these are total orphans, and you can really make a difference in their life by sponsoring a child. We have 22 teams a year that need all different kinds of specialties, and we're realizing now building our goal is to build a 300-bed hospital. You need IT people, you need plumbers, you need electricians, you need all those kind of backgrounds that we haven't always pursued
right.
that we are now. So there's opportunities on teams. They can come to, if they want to learn more about Kenya Relief, they can also come to Northbrook Church on the 22nd. I'm doing a little more detailed talk about Kenya Relief.
Okay. And that's Northbrook on 157 Highway.
Right, and on that Wednesday night.
Okay, so just a quick response. Could you tell us how we could actually sponsor a child? How does that work? Is it a monetary donation per month?
It is. We break our sponsorships into $50 segments. It takes more than one sponsor for a total care of a child, because we provide their education, their health care. And we have children that are getting higher education now. We have 11 orphans that are actually in university now because
wow.
of sponsorship. But that's easy to find out on our website. You can go to kenyarelief.org and just follow the steps in there, or you can come to our office. It's right upstairs from Flavors. We welcome guests, visitors anytime. Yeah, and we can help them out with that.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Big D Radio Show. We hope you'll come back soon.
Hey, I am ready anytime. This is what I do, so you just call me Daryl.
And look, you're great on the radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should be a DJ. Come on. No, wait. You'll take my job. Don't do that.
Good to see you, Steve. God bless.
Thank you, guys.
This is Steve James with Kenya Relief. Please, if you can help in any way, contact him, and let's help these great children across and abroad. Coming up next, Gary Evans, solo artist and member of Round 2. We're going to talk to him. He's going to play a song for us. What a great entertainer he is. He's going to be coming up on Goat Island Brewery and playing soon. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention, Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
Are you military, a healthcare professional, a police officer, a firefighter, or maybe even a teacher? Are you considering buying, selling, or refinancing a home? Homes for Heroes is a nationally recognized program that gives back to those who serve others. It provides discounted realtor and lender fees, resulting in thousands of dollars in savings. Contact Willow Bend Mortgage, 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Again, that's 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Willow Bend Mortgage is a proud affiliate of the Homes for Heroes program, NMLS number 1220361, equal housing lender.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box with Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
You're listening to Live 95.
AIDT is seeking qualified applicants for Grade 1 and Grade 2 maintenance technicians at Polaris Industries facility in Huntsville. These positions require a high school diploma or GED equivalent and legal authorization to work in the United States. You must be at least 18 years of age and be able to lift 40 pounds. Applicants must successfully complete an AIDT pre-employment training program to be considered for employment at Polaris Industries. Starting pay rate is $20.97 for Grade 1 and $15.93 for Grade 2 with pay increases after 3 and 9 months of employment. Duties and responsibilities include installations, alterations, modifications, and maintenance of facility systems and production equipment. Experience with electronics, hydraulics, pneumatics, and mechanical systems is required. If you're interested in a new career at Polaris Industries, apply online at applytopolaris.com. That's applytopolaris.com. Apply today. AIDT and Polaris are equal opportunity employers.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Our last guest, of course, he says it's the best guest, Gary Evans. And Gary Evans is a solo artist as well as a member of Round 2. And welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Gary.
Hey, thanks, Big D. It's great to be
Man,
here.
Man, we are excited to have you. Look, and of course, within the past week or two, Bobby and I have actually talked about the band at the church and how inspiring you are. The talent that we have at New Life Church and the band is just incredible, and Bobby and I speak on that often.
And so say that, Gary is our music director, leader at
exactly. Church. So Gary, why don't we talk about you as a solo artist?
All right.
Excellent. So I guess my first question is, what inspired you to become a musician?
Well, I can tell you, somewhere around 1976 and 1977, about 10 o'clock at night, I'm watching Don Kirshner's rock concert, and all of a sudden there's these makeup-clad characters with flame pots and spitting fire and doing all kinds of jumping up and down in platform heels, and I run downstairs, and I said, Mom, you got to turn on the TV and see these guys. And, of course, it was the greatest rock band in the world. It was Kiss.
My favorite band of all time, by the way. I'm sorry, Bobby,
it is. I didn't know that.
So, you know, it was at that point, you know, I said, I'm going to be the next member of Kiss. And I started taking guitar lessons at 13. And that was really the initial inspiration for wanting to be a musician.
Wow, and I never knew that.
Yeah.
I love that. So, were there any other musical influences in your life?
Yes, it's kind of funny you said that because before I was a musician, I have a brother who was 6 years older than me, and so a wall divided our two rooms. So on one side of the wall, I'm hearing all this great music from the late 60s and the 70s. Any folk artists like Dan Fogelberg or Janice Ian or James Taylor, he's playing that through his sound system as loud as it would go. So I'm hearing all these great artists. Now, downstairs, my parents have got it turned on the easy listening station, and they're listening to people like Perry Como and Dean Martin and Tony Bennett. Now, I never thought either one of those would rub off on me because I really tried to play my Kiss records and my Van Halen records about as loud as they could go.
Right.
But as I've gotten older, I've just developed quite an affinity for all of that. And in fact, I kid people and tell them I'm really a closet crooner and I like to sing that kind
right.
of music as well as the folk stuff. Yeah.
So why don't you tell me about your first band?
Well, I was 13 years old, and you know, when you're a kid, let's all form a band. And so me and a bunch of other guys from high school got together, and our name was Sweet Revenge. And I'm sure we probably played terribly, but we played together for a while. And here's the irony, the funny thing about this. I'm 13 years old, and most of the people were anywhere between 13 and 16 years old. And one of the first steady gigs we got was in a nightclub. Now, can you imagine a 13-year-old kid who doesn't drink, you know,
that?
In a nightclub where people are smoking and drinking, and I'm playing rock and roll? But it was fun.
I could imagine it was. So, and I know that you're a songwriter. So how long have you been writing songs?
I wrote my first song at 13, and I've been writing songs since then.
And when we speak of that, I mean, how does the songs come to you?
Well, I can't speak for all songwriters. I can only speak for me. Everybody asks me, when you write a song, how does it come to you? Does the melody come, or lyrics, or an idea? Does the chords come? With every song I write, it hits me at different times. Sometimes I'll get an idea going down the road. Sometimes I'll get an idea in the shower. Most of the times, I write most of my songs in the bathroom because I grew up and I have three daughters, and the only place I could have privacy with having a wife and three daughters is the bathroom because they're not coming in there.
Exactly.
So I've written most of my music in the bathroom, and most of my music is Christian music, and I kind of kid that since I'm close to the throne, it kind of makes sense.
Exactly. So is there any plans for a CD of your music?
Well, you know, the curse of the artist is procrastination.
Exactly.
And I've struggled with that for years. Aside from procrastinating, it's knowing the right people that's got the equipment. I'm technologically challenged, but I did have a friend who had a recording studio that I recorded a few demos with, and some of the members of Round 2 have some of this equipment, so I've made it, you know, my bucket list to make sure before I leave this planet I do produce a CD of my music. Because, you know, I really want it to carry on. I don't want it to just be something that New Life enjoys. I would love to think that a church would hear a song that I write and want to play it. And, you know, most of my stuff is Christian-based, but I've written a few secular tunes. I've had people hire me on two separate instances. There was a couple getting married, and they wanted me to write a song about their getting together and singing at their wedding. And so
incredible.
I've done that on two separate occasions, and that was a lot of fun.
I bet that was. So let's go to round two. Dave Hayes is the front man. He's also a DJ for my DJ business, Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. And recently, you've joined Round 2. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, first thing I have to say that if my face is sore, it's because I have cramps from smiling. I'm having such a good time. It was just a blessing for this to work out. When I heard these guys for the first time, and I'd heard of them, but the first time I heard them was this year at the Strawberry Festival. And I went, gee, I'd love to do that. And it was a couple of weeks later, Dave said, well, we need a bass player. Would you mind sitting in? And I was covering for a guy that wasn't going to be there that night who normally plays bass and piano. And it just stuck. And I'm having the time of my life. I think one of the coolest things about Round 2, their niche that makes them unique from any other band here in Coleman is we have great harmonies. And I'm surrounded by two things. One, some of the most excellent musicians I've ever been around in my life. and some of the finest people. It's funny, we'll be playing in places like Goat Island Brewery, and it'll be like, you know, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're wanting to stop because we all know we have to get up and either be a part of a worship team the next morning, right, or lead worship. And so every one of us have a role in the community with either a church band or leading worship.
And your statement is so true. The talent of Round Two is incredible. Now, and we have some talented bands in Coleman,
yeah,
there's no doubt. But if you ever hear Round Two, it doesn't take but just a song, and you can understand the history that they have. By the way they play, the way Dave sings is just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And they're true professional musicians at its finest. And I'm not just saying that because I'm friends with Round Two. It's the truth. They're incredible. And just for you to be a part of that band, it's incredible. And I hope all the listeners can go out and see Round Two once or twice. I know you guys are constantly playing in Coleman. Every festival in Coleman they're playing at, they do weddings, they just play all over.
It's, yeah, we'll play at the opening of an envelope if someone will ask us.
And they do have a CD as well.
Well, we have a CD, and I don't know how much I could share about this. It was a recording of the Strawberry Festival, and, you know, of course, it's not necessarily for sale, copyright infringement and stuff like that. But, yeah, there are ways that you can listen to what we do. Where we've got our comfortable niche doing cover tunes, we do those songs from the 60s and the 70s that have those great, you know, harmonies, and that's where we're comfortable, and I'm just privileged to be a part of it.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask you one more question. We're going to go to break, and then when we come back, we're going to have you to actually play and listen to you. Any further plans concerning your music or the band?
Well, you know, I take it each day at a time, but, you know, if you say, hey, Genie, pop out a bottle, could you have a wish? Well, sure. I would love for us to be able to write our own music, produce our own CD, definitely get our name out there. I mean, it's great being a local band and getting known, but we want to branch out in Birmingham. We want to branch out in Huntsville. We want to branch outside the state. And we hope that God provides that opportunity for us.
And I believe this weekend, you as a solo artist, along with Michelle Brand, is going to be at Goat Island Brewery.
Yeah, that's great. All those great guys that run Goat Island Brewery, they've been real nice to invite me to play. They like me so much, they want me to play once a month. And so they're going to have their sort of pre-Valentine's Day bash this Saturday. And there's going to be a meal where you can buy. And I'm going to be the entertainment from about 7 to 10. So.
Excellent. And I will just touch base real quick before we go to break. Flourish of Coleman fundraiser, Goat Island Brewery, February 17th from 6 to 9. Of course, Italian dinner is going to be there. From 6 to 7:30, it's $20. $5 bingo games, silent auction from 6 to 8:30. Look, you got to come out. You can contact Susan Evans at 256-962-8049. That's 256-962-8049. 962-8049, and we're going to go to commercial by listening to Bobby's favorite band, the Rolling Stones.
I can't give it away on 7th Avenue. This town's wearing tatters.
Shatter.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Cullman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Still have Gary Evans, and Gary's actually going to play a song for us. So, Gary, if you're ready, we are.
All right, this is a song that's kind of my testimony, and it's called Daddy's Car.
Riding in the backseat, dangling one of my arms and one of my feet, daydreaming, sightseeing, off to who knows where. I was barely 3 feet tall, couldn't see out the window at all, just the pine trees spinning by me. When will we get there? Tired and bored, staring at the floor, I remember what Mama and Granddad said, that you were true and how much I needed you. Then I heard a gentle voice in my head, and that is when you came to me, and that is when you spoke. When I was so young, so frail, so small, I didn't know what happened to me. I just knew you'd always love me, and I never thought that we would come this far. I found Jesus in the backseat, in the backseat of my daddy's car. Didn't know too much back then, barely five, not even close to ten. I didn't know theology, but I knew you were real. Something stirred deep inside of me, calmed my fears and caused my eyes to see. Then I sang to you a song from what your love revealed. Started slow, it came out soft and low. God, you are so wonderful. As lyrics came, all the words flowed unrestrained, the choruses of praise and unstoppable. That's when you came to me, and that's when you spoke. When I was so young, so frail, so small, I didn't know what happened to me. just knew you'd always love me, and I never thought that we would come so far. I found Jesus in the backseat of my daddy's car. Time is flown and now I am grown, and you're sweeter than the day when we first met. And I am changed, all my grandsons rearranged, 'cause you gave me something I will soon forget. That's when you came to me, and that is when you spoke to me. When I was so young, so frail, so small, I didn't know what happened to me. I just knew you'd always love me, and I never thought that we would come so far. I found Jesus in the backseat, backseat of my daddy's car. I found Jesus in the backseat of my daddy's car.
That was incredible. That was, oh my God. Bobby, what do you think about that?
Absolutely, yes. I've heard that before, and it's just a very moving song because you can tell that it's something that's passionate to his heart. I love it.
It is. Gary Evans, you have to come back on the Big D Radio Show and do something else for us.
Anytime. My wife said I have a face for radio.
Well, there you go. they tell me that, too.
Well, you know, when Big D first had me on the first show, I said, I made a joke about, well, how do I need to dress? And he said, oh, radio, well, I get here, they're doing Facebook Live.
So look, all the listeners out there, just to make sure that you know, there is a Facebook page called the Big D Radio Show. So you can go to the page, like the page. We have live Facebook, and we actually put the videos on there starting today. So you can see what we do here in the studio on the Big D Radio Show Facebook page. So go there. We update it every single day. And, hey, look, thank y'all for coming in.
Absolutely.
It has been such a pleasure to have you on. Just a few more things before we go. We're going to say hello to Jay, the station owner. I seen him today on Facebook on a cruise in Haiti. So he's just out traveling.
Hey, incredible.
Probably drinking margaritas and just living the good life. Man, what a life. Hey, look, and we're going to just go over to the executive producer real quick, and we're going to hand off the camera. Danielle not only has joined the Big D Radio Show, and she does everything for the show except talk, and I do all the talking. She does everything else. And so basically, we're just going to talk to Danielle a minute. She's also joined the sales team for What's Happening in Coleman. What's Happening in Coleman is a page that I created 2 years ago. We promote small business owners on What's Happening in Coleman. It started out really as a joke, and it kind of blew up on me. I have over 1 million views every month on this page. It's incredible. We've got around 14,000 followers. And we want to reach out to the Coleman small business owners because the mass marketing that I do is incredible for your business. The businesses that has been on the page over the last 2 years, probably 50 or more, they can all tell you of the increased sales that they've had. So it's just a wonderful thing. Advertising has just blown up on social media. As you know, everybody has their phone in their hands constantly, and this is how we get our news and everything with our life. So Danielle, you've been with What's Happening in Coleman for about 3 weeks now, and why don't you just tell us how it's been for you to be out there meeting all the local business owners in Coleman?
It's been great. I really enjoy meeting people face to face. I grew up in this community, so a lot of business owners know me. I have been out of the public for the last 18 years, so it's nice to see people that I grew up with and people that I know from my family's business and so on and so forth. And I enjoy meeting people. I'm a people person, and I always come in with a smile and always leave with a smile. So I look forward to serving the Coleman area. And if you need any advertising, just give me a call. The 256-531-5843.
And also, you can go to the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page and send a private message, and Danielle or I will immediately, we see the messages, and we'll get back to you as quick as we can and tell you how to be part of What's Happening in Coleman. It's just a great thing for your business. So make sure you contact Danielle if you're a local business owner in Coleman, and let us get you on this page with the mass advertising that we do. Coming up next week, several guests, one of the hottest bands around Coleman, one of the most recognized bands, called Dark Before Dawn. They're going to be here in the studio hanging out with Big D. We're going to find out what they've been doing and where all they're traveling and where they're playing at. It's just a band that's constantly on the run everywhere, playing everywhere. I've seen them on cruise ships playing. So you got to check these guys out. Dark Before Dawn. They'll be here with us next Thursday night. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I appreciate all of you as the guest. And before we go, we always do a prayer. We always end in prayer. So this week, we're going to have Gary Evans to end the show with a prayer real quick.
Nothing like on the spot.
That's what we like at the Big D Radio Show.
Father, we just thank you for everything that you are and everything that you've made us to be. Thank you that because of Jesus, we now can be called sons and daughters. Father, transform us into your image and let us be more and more like you. And this wonderful light that you have deposited in us, may we share it with the world, and may your light spread throughout Coleman, throughout Alabama, throughout the United States, and throughout the world. Amen.
Thank you for that. Hey, don't forget, we have Relay for Life, Coleman Sassy Seniors Bingo Night, 6 p.m. Friday night, February 10th at the Coleman Senior Center, Sportsman's Lake Road, in the Commission on Aging Building. $5 at the door for two cards. Pay for all regular bingo, special bingo, dollar each, and a drawing for Valentine's Basket. Don't forget, Flourish of Coleman fundraiser, Goat Island Brewery, February 17th from 6 to 9. It is a nonprofit organization assisting developmentally disabled adults to become more independent through life and job coaching, securing competitive employment and social integration into our community. You can contact Susan Evans, again, at 256-962-8049, 256-962-8049. Thanks for listening to the Big D Radio Show. God bless you, and God bless America. And we'll see you next week at 6:30 p.m. right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
It all to you. broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.